are listening to Aim Higher, a Catholic podcast designed to instruct and to encourage the daily practice of our faith. Pax et bonum, peace and good to you all. It's Father Anthony Lentz. I'm here with Sister Catherine, and you're listening to Aim Higher. This is episode 2 of this podcast, and we're really excited about getting into today's topic. So, aren't you excited, Sister?
I'm very excited, Father.
I can't hear you. Are you excited?
I'm really excited, Father.
Yeah. Good call. Not actually shouting into the mic. That was really smart.
And you know, lose listeners if we do that.
That's a possibility unless they like that sort of thing. But you know, your shouting out a little bit there does connect itself with today's program. Keep calling it program with the episode. You had to forgive me. I've done radio, so I keep saying program, though technically that'd be correct. This is an episode because it is a podcast. Now, what I meant by it being very fitting is that we're going to be talking about the short prayers that you can say throughout your day, also known as ejaculatory prayers, which are very simply short exclamations, and they're most helpful when trying to develop a regular prayer life and keeping God before your mind. Scripture says, keep God before your mind and you will not sin. And this is so very true. And this is like what St. Paul even says in, I gotta just remember, whether you eat or drink or do anything else, do all for the glory of God. That's 1 Corinthians. Then he says, pray without ceasing in his first epistle to Thessalonians. How do we pray without ceasing? By using these ejaculatory prayers, you're able to keep God before your mind. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit and telling you some of our favorite ones and how you can go about doing this and getting into the habit.
Nice introduction, Father.
Well, thank you, Sister. We're working on it. Oh, I thought you were going to say more.
That's out of my character, Father.
Well, you're going to have to get back into character and say a little bit more here. I can't carry the whole show on my back, Sister. Come on. No, I'm kidding. I mean, you know me. I could keep on rambling, but... All right, Sister, we'll have to get this moving in that way about why is an ejaculatory prayer very useful? I already kind of alluded to it in my describing in my description of it because it's kind of self-evident. All right. St. Paul says, you know, do all for God, whether you eat, drink, sleep. Do all for the love of God. It's keeping God before your mind, like I quoted before from, I think it's Psalms. How are you able to do that, actually? I mean, on a practical level. Now, thinking of God while you're in a vocal prayer, a mental prayer, makes a lot of sense why you would do that. You have that time fixed for that purpose, okay? Now, you're going to work. You're taking care of the kids. You're going out to the park with some friends. You're just driving. How do you keep God before your mind? How can you actually meditate on God when you have to actually focus upon the various tasks of your day? One of the things is using these short prayers because it turns your mind to God throughout your day. These short little exclamations, as they're called, helps you to have the reality of God before you. And as St. Francis de Sales described it, it's It's just seeing the beauty of God's creation, the wonders of the redemption, the sanctification of the Holy Ghost that fills our souls. These are the realizations that should go through our minds, and the glories of the saints, the Blessed Virgin Mary in particular. So turning our mind, even in that in short instance, is very beneficial. And to get in the habit of doing that constantly throughout your day, you will see a lot of spiritual progress. St. Augustine, the great doctor, was known for the ejaculatory prayers towards the Blessed Virgin Mary, especially. And you know about him. He was a great saint, a great convert.
Yep. Adding to a saint who spoke on the subject, St. Philip Neri has it written, it's a custom of servants of God to have these little prayers ready. And the reason for it is so that, again, it keeps your mind lifted to God, lifted out of, as it's written in one of the points here, the filth of this world. But it doesn't have to be the filth, just your everyday thing that you get caught up in all the things you have to do. It's very easy to kind of forget that, you know, God made you, brought you to this earth, and that we do owe him our consideration. I mean, when you think about how we all have our loved ones that we probably do think about throughout the day, whether we're at work, school, you know, you can't actually talk to them in person and see them at those moments, but you are thinking of them, thinking of a nice thought, hopefully.
Hopefully. So, not always nice.
Yep. So, so it's just kind of, it's something that makes you think of them, and God wants us to be thinking of him too. And I really value these short prayers quite a bit. You know, when you're doing the dishes, driving somewhere, really just anything.
Well, it also brings to mind the idea, it's connected with this. It wouldn't necessarily be an ejaculatory prayer, a short one in the strict sense, but it falls in the same line that before you begin any project, you should say a short prayer, a short Hail Mary, and even the Our Father. Say one of those prayers, even though the glory be, of course, to the Trinity. When you're about to begin, whether it's you're going to mow the lawn, you're about to start work at your job, you're about to do the dishes, you're about any like your normal tasks, you know, to say a prayer, to keep in mind that you offer it to God. Now, of course, we're talking about getting into the habit. You're not going to remember every time. And does that mean you failed? Well, technically, yes. But then again, we know that we need God's grace, and we need to cooperate with that grace in order to do these things well. So you brush yourself off and you do it again. You just got to develop. They say it takes about 4 months to develop a habit. That's what I've heard.
I've heard 21 days, so.
Oh, I like hers better. Ignore what I said. Ignore
but then I kind of wonder, you know,
who decided? It's all very relative, and I think it's kind of subjective to the individual how long it takes for them.
Well,
but there's an average.
And there's also the sense that you might spend, you know, several weeks in a row hitting those goals, and you could have one slip up and go off rails for a number of months. And that's also just kind of happens too. It's normal. It's not always pleasant, but just with anything, just getting back up and trying again.
And then, and why I bring that up is it's so important because, it's so important because lost my thought, but don't worry. We're getting it. It is so important because when you fall off, you need to get yourself right back up. Because if you start to go off the rail, as it were, the longer you stay off that rail, the harder it is to get back on, right? You've already gotten yourself accustomed to prayer. I messed up. You just get right back on it. Even if you, you know, were to say a short prayer to make up for that. It's that you don't want to go too long without doing this. And you know what the thing is, and this was the point, a person who gets discouraged and kind of just throw their hands up in the air, it's an act of pride. It is a sinful pride that's keeping you from that. It's like, oh, look, I failed. That's the key here. You're using the word I failed, okay? No, you did. You didn't cooperate with God's grace. So you need to recognize that. Once we recognize that basic point in Catholic morality, that all good comes from God and not ourselves, it's actually a very enjoyable experience to develop these habits.
Well, and I was thinking, what's really nice about these short prayers is they kind of help connect you to the times when you want to say longer prayers. You know, let's say, you know, you plan to say the rosary at the end of the day, but, you know, it's a few dots away, you know. So if you turn your mind to God throughout the day, that keeps you connected to Him. And then I think I just feel like it's easier to get to that you're just looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, I'm not looking at, I'm crazy. No. Keep your thought. What I was going to do.
Maybe was a little nod of the head is like, yes.
Well, no, I'm listening, waiting for you to finish the thought, sister, so I can be, so what you're saying is.
So you're waiting for me to connect those dots.
Well, isn't that essentially what you're doing? What you're right. If I understand what you're saying is, we're like building a bridge from one devotion to another with these short prayers, right. And we keep that habit. We're more likely to say that rosary, that devotion, because we've kept God in our minds throughout the day. Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
Good.
Well,
then
it's just,
I understand perfectly.
It's even, you know, taking on some sort of, maybe some sort of workout. You actually really want to pace yourself. Mm-hmm. Studies show that the little at a time, the building up, does a lot more for you than just waiting and then having a big, heavy workout and burning yourself out. So there's a lot of value to taking your time, taking it little by little. And we see that in so many aspects of our lives. Yeah. So, and the same goes for prayer.
It's the whole starting small concept, which we talked about in the first episode. Yes. We're always going to be alluding to that. That's why it was the first episode, starting small.
Yes. Well, I think with anything we do, we should start small. Don't bite off more than you can chew.
Well, that is true. You don't want to discourage yourself. You want to keep on doing it. And when you get discouraged, you lose that joy in your prayer life. You lose that joy in thinking about God. So remember what I said in the last episode, what St. Anthony of the Desert said, if you have a hard time praying, the remedy is prayer. You just pray. You continue to offer yourself up to God because He recognizes the effort. So these ejaculatory prayers, I like that, sister, what you said. They're like the, okay, this might be cute. It's like the various beads on your rosary connecting the Our Father to your next Our Father with all the Hail Marys. You know, it's the links in the chain connecting one to another. Mm-hmm. And it does, when you have the right frame of mind for the spiritual, it is so much, it's easier, but it is so much more fulfilling. Of course, there are the aspects of doing one's duty and the relish of prayer might wane from time to time, but that's God testing the soul. But that, of course, will be something we'll always be talking about. And not to get discouraged, you keep on praying, even if it doesn't give you that same emotional response. Remember, it's not about emotion. It's about an act of the will. It says, God, I want to adore you. God, I want to praise you. God, I want to love you. And we do that in these short prayers. Okay, sister.
Okay, Father. I feel okay. Very inspired.
Well, thank you. Good. If anyone wants to stop right now to say an ejaculatory prayer, please do so. But what are some examples of it? Sister, this is a topic I know that you personally were very excited on. And you said to me you have quite a few. I'm not going to say quite a few. I don't want to put you on the spot of having at least like 10 or 20. But what are some ejaculatory prayers that you find most helpful and mean most to you?
Well, one idea I read about a few years ago after I came to Rochester was right away when you wake up, the first thing on your mind, your lips should be Deo gratias, which means thanks be to God. I mean, and I think it's a really nice custom to just right away, that's your very first thought. It's like, God gave me another day. Let's get it off on a good track. You know, it's as simple as, you know, my God and my all, my Lord and my God, my Jesus, have mercy on me. There is one that I read about a few years ago. It's one that from St. Philip Neri as well. He's one of my favorites.
Mine too.
Of course, I'll say that about most of the saints. So that one's my favorite. They're my favorites for different reasons. You know, just like a parent doesn't have a favorite child.
Wait, she did that in air quotes. She said favorite child in air quotes.
Because we know
who the favorite child is in our family.
Yes. Well, I mean, to be fair, you can.
It's not me.
No, I was going to say it is you.
No. It was never me.
It should be now.
That's what pushed me out. That's what gave me that final push to go to religious life, knowing that I wasn't fully loved to the potential I should have been loved. That's a joke. No air quotes. That's a joke. But many a true word is spoken in jest. Okay,
well,
but
who can really love you more than God, right?
That's true. You know, it's like Bishop Lewis said during the novitiate, says, you know, like, no woman out there is worthy of your love. You're called for God. No woman out there is deserving of it, because God has called you to a higher love, a grander, but more intimate connection with God. And well, when you come to realize that, it's not a point of pride. It's really a point of, wow, me? Really? Yeah. Okay. Then I will do my part and cooperate with your grace as best as I can.
But you're going to really have to help me, Lord.
But I'm going to need you. I'm going to need you, Lord, because I can't do this on my own. We've seen how many times I've screwed up. I need your help. But my grace is sufficient for thee. That was God's promise to St. Paul, as his promise for us. He gives you the grace for your vocation. So
anyway,
if you have that call, don't be afraid to answer.
So one of his suggestions, and I say it all the time, it's Virgin Mary, Mother of God, pray to Jesus for me. But he has an explanation as to why, the beauty of this prayer. It says, when we make this prayer to our Blessed Lady, we give her every possible praise in the least possible compass, because we call her by her name of Mary and give her those two great titles of Virgin and Mother of God, and then the name of Jesus, the fruit of her most pure womb. So I usually like to say this prayer quite a bit throughout the day. Again, it's Virgin Mary, Mother of God, pray to Jesus for me. And I usually follow it up with Jesus, have mercy on me. Or I will offer this prayer up for someone else specific in mind, and then ask God, ask Jesus to have mercy on them. So it's just, I feel like it's a nice way to put a little personal touch on a prayer for someone.
What was that? Blessed Virgin?
Virgin Mary, Mother of God, pray to Jesus for me.
Virgin Mary, Mother of God, pray to Jesus for me. You're right. That really covers everything right. You need to know.
Yes.
About her relationship with her divine son and our relationship with her. It really covers it all.
And who better to go to ask to pray for you, to pray to our Lord for you, is than his mother. So I just really took to that, and I use it quite frequently throughout the day. I usually keep track of certain birthdays, anniversaries, and I'll make a point of that person. I will attach them as my alternate. But even people I'm around, family, you know, it's just a nice way to offer up a nice short prayer. Because sometimes it can be very overwhelming if you decide you wanted to pray a rosary for this person and then a rosary for that person and commit to that, whereas it's okay to take something small like that. Because as we know, you start small, it can definitely grow into something bigger. But I also really like about these short prayers, you know, there's a lot that are prescribed and have indulgences attached to them. But I also like how you can actually, just as a private prayer, use your own words. And I think that's very important, because the thing about love is that it should be somewhat, what's the word I'm looking for?
Spontaneous?
Spontaneous. That's what I feel like these short prayers are. Even though some of them are written down for us to use, I still feel that they come from a very spontaneous nature. Mm-hmm. And we definitely don't profess love to other people off a script per se. It's usually there's a specific characteristic about that person that we really admire, an attribute that we look towards, and that mean a lot to us. So I feel that a lot of these short prayers also magnify the attributes of God.
Well, that is so very true. You know, one point you also brought there, sister, I thought was very interesting, is that these small prayers lead to bigger. We're told that from our Lord in the parable of the talents. You know, you have been entrusted with these small things because you took care of these smaller things, you will be entrusted with greater things. But does that necessarily mean that the person will go from just saying these short prayers, these spontaneous acts of devotion, they'll start now, that they have to move on to now saying novenas, now have to say a bunch of chaplets? Maybe, you know, you make that part of your prayer life, but it's more of you're growing in your devotion. So these short prayers, isn't necessarily something that you then put off to the side. You continue on. Even if that becomes the essence of your daily prayer, that is good. You know, it's like the magician who just does small card tricks, small sleight of hand, and people are like, well, when are you going to move on to the bigger feats of magic, as they will. And I've heard one man actually comment on that. And he says, that's like going to the violinist and say, when are you going to start playing the cello? You know, it's like, so if this, along with your morning prayer and your evening prayers, with your examination of conscience, very important. If this becomes a part, the staple within your prayer life, you will be doing quite well, and you will see certain flaws not affect you as much. Whether if you're quick to anger, you'll be less quick to anger. If you are quick to gossip atop of other people, well, you don't have time for that. You're talking to God. So there are so many positives you will see, you will notice. But keep in mind that if you start to falter and you don't correct it soon, you will go back into those bad habits. We can, there's a specific word, backslide. We can easily backslide if we do not keep up these devotions.
Yep. And I was just going to say, as far as doing smaller things to greater things, there's no real way to measure that specifically. It's going to look differently for each individual person. So
it's true.
Definitely don't look to what other people are doing. What, you know, if they share what they do with their prayer life, does not mean that you should strive to do the exact same thing. Again, we should always try to do more, you know, aim higher, but just, you know, I think I've talked about this before, comparison is the thief of joy. And did that come clear this time?
That was good. And I'll tell you that I should make a bumper sticker out of that.
I'm sure there are. I personally like my trial and error and a whole lot of prayer. That's usually how I get things done. If people are like, how did you figure that out? Trial and error and a whole lot of prayer. Which would be a really bad bumper sticker, by the way.
No, that's more of something you put on Pinterest or something.
So definitely, I mean, it's good to be motivated by other people, but I just don't feel that you have to do the exact same. And like I said, what they're bigger might just not be possible for you. And you just can't really measure it. What you think is lacking is still at that point of your life is probably what is acceptable to God. Whereas same for that other person, we really just can't know how God's determining that. There's a lot of things that we have no clue what kind of merit is attached, and we won't know until we die. And I think there's kind of a nice gift in not knowing that. I mean, it's just always striving to do our best and not really think about what's in store for me, instead of more like being in the moment and appreciating mm-hmm. the moment. And that's what's also nice about that, those short prayers too. It takes you right into that moment.
And it's also a reminder how quality is better than quantity.
Absolutely.
But you know, in talking to all of this, we also don't want to go to another extreme and discourage longer formal prayers. But you need to just know what your schedule is like, what you can do, and do it consistently. Mm-hmm. Some people have the lifestyle where they can do the little office of the Blessed Virgin, the 8 hours within the day. I think it's how the 8 different prayers the day. It follows divine office, the same pattern. Some people can't do that. Or, you know what, maybe you are able to do that, but your schedule changes a little differently one day. Turning to those ejaculatory prayers could be a great aid in helping you to fill in that gap that you may have, or at least perceive that you may have lost, but always keeping your mind before God and then going back to it the following day. So there are so many reasons to do it, so many uses, but like you said, you know, comparison is the thief of joy, and anxiety, you know, is the greatest evil next to sin. So don't get anxious about it, but let it be something that comes from you organically. One of the ejaculatory prayers I use quite often is a simple Mother of Perpetual Help, pray for me. And, you know, I know I need help every day, and I take a lot of comfort in the aid that she gives me. Even thinking about the Blessed Virgin, letting my thought turn to her, thinking about our Lord, a saint, does help to inspire you to emulate them and their virtues, which is very important. And you know, and she kind of combined to ejaculatory prayer, sister, is also the various hymns that we have in the church. One that I'll sing to myself in my own mind is O Santissima. I think it's just one of the most beautiful hymns mm-hmm. that were ever written.
Absolutely. We sing it a lot here.
O most holy one, O most blessed one. It's just the simple melody, it just flows. And these are the type of things that make your Catholic faith something that you live and you want to do each day, not just something that you feel you are bound or required to do every Sunday, but something that you willingly give to God, you willingly give Him yourself. And that's the beauty and the joy that you can find in practicing your faith.
I think that was a pretty excellent closing there, Father.
Well, thank you, sister. I better bring my mic closer to my face. Thank you, sister. I appreciate that. And, well, if you have any questions about today's program, jacatory prayers, or even a few of your suggestions, maybe letting us know a few of prayers you like yourself, that you yourselves like, you can leave it below in the comments if you're listening to this on YouTube, or you can email us at aimhigher.podcast@gmail.com. aimhigher.podcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, get your feedback, and maybe you'll inspire us for a future episode. So, sister, is that a wrap?
I think so, Father.
Okay.
Deo gratias.
Deo gratias. Pax et bonum. God bless you all.